Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. You know, sometimes we view God as this angry father figure and Jesus as the meek, mild son who steps in and settles things between us. But that perspective is absolutely incorrect. What say you?
Yeah, I completely say that. Mm-hmm. Jesus presented God as the dad of our dreams. You may be wanting to go here, Susan, but I talk at length in the book about the connection between our view of our earthly dads and our view of God. Mm-hmm. And it's really a devastating reality to think about, that we project onto God the image of our earthly dad. Some people in the audience need to really listen to this, that your relationship with God will parallel your relationship with your dad until you rethink God, good or bad. Nobody's got a perfect dad. And so most atheists, most agnostics ask them their dad story. In most cases, they're brutal. I've talked to hundreds of them.
Wow.
So Jesus wanted to represent God as the world's greatest father. And he had work to do. Jesus himself, we think Joseph probably died when he was pretty young. And so he had this wonderful view of God that he got from prayer and from the Old Testament scriptures, and seeing God as a God you approach and run to, not you run from. Our culture is so beat up by failure of father that I've had pastors of churches say, I can't think of God as my father because father makes me want to throw up. And we have to overcome this by understanding that Jesus presented God as the father you run to. If you want to know what God is like, look at Jesus, is what Jesus said. Look at the tender, loving, compassionate, justice-doing, hypocrite-fighting defender of truth. That's who God wants to be as your father.
You know, I'm thinking, you even coined this, the post-traumatic dad disorder, and you say the dad baggage often equals the God baggage. We got about a minute and a half before break, and so I want to carry this conversation to the other side. But some just put that baggage, they sort of just drag it with them and say, I'm going to relate to God in a different way. But I would say, and I think you do too in the book, that you really can't encounter Jesus. You can't even encounter the relationship with the Father that he invites you to if you don't face this thing and deal with it and wrestle some of these lies to the ground, right?
Yeah, you really do need to rethink God. Even if you had a great dad, no dad's going to give you a full picture of who God is. But so many of us have what I described, which talk about that dad issue, that dad did not present well. The picture of God. And so you cannot really trust the Heavenly Father until you kind of jettison that baggage, that cargo, and come to terms with there is a God. He is, as Isaiah said in chapter 9, the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Father. He's not going to grow old. He's not going to abandon you. He's not going to walk out on you. He's not going to choose a family down the street he likes better. He is the God Father who's eternal. And when you get that, then he's safe. But so many of us don't see Father as that. He dies. He goes off to war and doesn't come back. He's in a car wreck. He betrays us. He's abusive. And so why would I trust the Heavenly Father if the earthly model is like that? Mm. Most people listening have to rethink that one.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.